Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Wednesday, November 8th, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have, good tidings sent from Norway. Mr. David Scorpio enjoying the remainder of his stay. He'll be back. I'm told he should be here this coming Wednesday, a week from today. And I believe he'll be here in time for his Sunday show. Don't quote me on that, but I believe so. But he's doing well, and saw some amazing photos he sent. Certainly the way European civilization used to be, basically. It's one of the last holdouts. I'm sure he's enjoying that. And in his place, honorably here, I have a trusty co-pilot from our RBN staff. And actually, this was originally his day, I believe. Stephen Douglas Whitener of Thought Crime Live. And that's, of course, 8 a.m. Saturdays. Stephen, welcome.
Thank you, Richard. Howdy, RBN. And hey, I hope Dave is having a great time. He's a globetrotter. I kind of envy him that I never left Dixie, y'all. But it does sound like a ride the wind before it's gone, I always say. So I'm glad he's been to Iceland and Norway since he's been on RBN, I believe, and that's just cool.
And in the past, he's spent years down in South America, right?
Yes, I think it was Ecuador. You know, that's one of the coolest things about doing this with you over the years, Richard, is I met people from all over the world that I've gotten to know that I never would have. Otherwise, Graham Sutherland, for instance, up in Loch Ness, living off the grid there. It was cool to listen to him tell his story about how he got that all together and started.
That is amazing. Yeah, we've interacted. We still have a lot of contacts in Europe and affiliates and elsewhere. I mean, Haitham, you know, over in Palestine, in West Bank. I really should check on, you know, I don't know what the conditions are like. Is he even able to use his Facebook? You know, they like to track everyone, you know, all of the goyim. So they probably want their smartphones and their social media operable. I don't know, but I'm kind of just concerned that I don't want to put him in more danger to get him, you know, public again or anything. But, you know, yeah, it's a crazy time out there, and just it's everyone's true colors are showing, you know, with the current developments, Stephen. It's a wild time to be alive. I mean, you know, you look to past turbulence eras like the World Wars, and we've grown up with a lot of people very much World War revisionists / enthusiasts, or whether it's even the you know, war of northern aggression,
yes,
for that matter.
Yeah.
But you know, we're living in a time that's very turbulent. I mean, you know, is this going to wind out in the history books being called World War III already going now, or things that have cooled down and then possibly later down the line? I keep saying that it's all relatively theater at this point, for no other reason, you know, because World War III is ultimately, you know, the elites against the masses and trying to use technology and, you know, their advanced intercommunications and experience to clamp down, you know, once and for all, if possible, Stephen.
Yeah, I agree. There's this, I forgot the guy that sang this song called Who Can Find the War. I think it's like, no man can find the war, because the war is being waged against us. It's like and it is meant to be continuous, and it is the lifeblood of the state. Okay, debt enslaves us. They create the war to create the debt, and then the government enslaves us to pay the debt. That's been this way since Babylon, y'all. I think we need to find a different plan. I know I sound crazy, but look, It just disgusts me, these people that are always, and like you said, true colors are showing, people reveling in other people's slaughter, either side, either man. I do not want to see anyone have to live through this hell. My dad went through hell in World War II, back behind Japanese lines in the foothills of the Himalayas in Kachin, northern Burma. And my stepson over in the sandbox, they called it, in Iraq. And it has destroyed people, destroyed families. It's destroyed whatever nation we had. I mean, any nation born out of war is going to suffer from PTSD, is one way I look at it. I don't know. It just, and I don't know, maybe that sounds naive, but we got to stop fighting these wars. The only way to win them is to stop fighting them. Okay? It's like there's that obvious who is being pounded and turned into Dresden here. I mean, that's not obvious who the oppressor is in this, okay? I'm not saying that they're equivalent or anything, but I am disgusted to see Hamas's leadership flying and living in luxury the way Arafat was too. I mean, it just, you know, that's on them, though. That's their government. They picked them. I don't think any government is going to serve its people. That's how it ends, even though they have been able to spring this and do this thing and caught either, I don't know what level of manipulation it was beforehand, but it really looks like they caught Israel napping, and I think they meant for it to look that way too. And I think Netanyahu's finished too, by the way, and Zelensky, that they'll be out soon, both of them, before the end of 2024 at least.
Well, yeah, I don't know about Netanyahu. I mean, I have no opinion based on information. Currently, I see how the waxing and waning works in favor of the establishment, whether it's here in Europe and Israel. As far as the right left, you know, who seems to be winning, have more influence in, Congress in the political positions at a time frame, you know, for a phase. But at the same time, I mean, I don't know who's worse in some of these issues, especially at the moment. I mean, Republicans are more in favor of sending all our money overseas. It's just a question of where.
Exactly. Their intention, and Jesse doesn't like it either, their intention is to just rob us blind and our great-grandchildren as well. There's no way this debt will ever be repaid. The debt turns us into slaves. This is a slave planet, and it's enforced by debt. And it's been that way for a long time. And that's the crux of the matter. And the wars evolve are waged to facilitate that system, to keep us enslaved and in debt. It has nothing, you know. The only kind of war would be if we were invaded by someone. You know, Smedley Butler phrases it really well in War's a Racket, how there are only two, you know, reasons to go to wars: to defend your nation if you've been attacked. Otherwise, that's somebody else's war. It's not ours.
Mm-hmm. And as far as the right-left paradigm, I mean, I've heard a lot of people try to describe so-called establishment Republican Party in various ways, or conservatives, whatever you want to label them. But I mean, basically they seem like they are willing at times to at least appear to be for the people and society regarding the symptoms, but they'll never go after the primary cause of the rot.
Yeah, what if instead of us raising tax dollars and enslaving our great-grandchildren, Lockheed Martin and Booz Allen Hamilton and people like that had to put up bonds to cover the cost of all of these vets and the destroyed lives that they've, this mess. Well,
you brought up the central bank paradigm. I mean, you know, this fiat currency. I mean, yeah, that, of course, first and foremost, is something they'll never address. But yes, the military-industrial complex, big pharma, that their support for Israel and Jewish power, of course, including enforcing the inability to discuss Jewish power. But I want to try to get your bounce some of the headlines of the hour off you here. Let's see what some people are saying out there. If the U.S. has a goal in Ukraine or Israel, what the hell is it? Quite frankly, you know, this is headline. And, you know what, the U.S. already has given Ukraine $75 billion. Biden wants another $100 billion for Ukraine and Israel. What exactly is the mission? And, you know, people think nothing's happening, but Israel is taking care of business, bombing the crap out of everyone with any connection to Hamas. Now, the headline actually had the S word I replaced with crap. It's, I don't know, some of these people with their headlines and content, it just, I don't know, it doesn't have the same, you know, I don't know. It's ridiculous how much you'll see cursing in it these days, Stephen. And I don't know if that adds to the integrity, but, well, you know, the Palestinian, Steve, what's up?
Maybe it's a sign of the times, you know, because I've noticed it too, a lot more.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. I think it's because of all these social media influencers, you know, all these people who stream their own content and get a lot big following as the alternative to the corporate media. Young people are into that to a large extent. A lot of them are addicted to that video stimulation. You know, they want to see someone on the screen and you know, just have someone to relate to their social group through in the way they're getting influenced. So there's a big market for, you know, the social media influencer thing we're hearing of this younger generation. It's one of the main things people want to be when they grow up now, of the Zoomers.
Yeah, exactly. They are being trained to crave the social credit score. That is going to be their value and the way they see themselves. How they're able to influence others probably would be how they're, you know, their value is assessed by this.
And the new Andy Warhols, Timothy Leary's, Ken Kesey's are people like Zuckerberg and Musk, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I agree. I agree with that completely. Yes, sir.
Now, this Palestinian in Congress, Representative Rashid Tlaib, she's censored by the House now for. And I don't know, it seems like it was actually from something she put online. And that's, we heard about that in the schools, too. You know, you can get reprimanded in your school, adolescent, if on social media. Yeah, even when they were at home the afternoon prior, they put something up that the school doesn't approve of. It's ridiculous. But yes. So, I mean, they have a photo of her in Congress here with the article, but it doesn't sound like it's due to something that was, you know, done in front of Congress. Representative Rashid Tlaib, Democrat from Michigan?
I think it's Minnesota. It's for
Minnesota. No, MI. Okay, yeah. Okay, I was censored by the House Tuesday night after posting a video on X claiming President Biden supported the genocide of the Palestinian people. Now, this is the way ADL, SPLC are interpreting things. You know, they like to say that certain phrases are code for kill all the Jews, Stephen, you know, because the clip shows pro-Palestinian protesters chanting from the river to the sea, a refrain which Tlaib described as an aspirational call for freedom, human rights, and peaceful coexistence, not death, destruction, or hate. And nonetheless, so what Jews interpret as kill all the Jews. And,
yes,
and so
I think I saw part of that video that you were talking about, there was a guy standing there saying that they were chanting death to Israel and that they had swastika flags flying, and it was a complete lie. I mean, I saw this guy standing there and it was not true. The people behind him, if you just look, you would see. But how many people would put that in their mind and carry it on with them? It's obvious the psyops that are going on in the propaganda. It just
she did mention in a floor speech, okay, the floor there earlier on, let's see, this was Tuesday. Okay, so I suppose this was in the House, you know, but even though they make a reference to Congress here. But in the floor speech early on Tuesday, Tlaib argued Republicans were trying to censor her and dehumanize Palestinians, while fellow Democrats argued she has a right to free speech. She has a post on X, her official account. I am the only Palestinian American serving in Congress, and my perspective is needed here now more than ever. I will not be silenced, and I will not let anyone distort my words. I'm from Detroit. I feel sorry for her. Where I learned to speak truth to power, even if my voice shakes. And she has a video she posted. I don't mean to offend anyone who actually is in Detroit proper, but I'm sure you understand.
She must be Michigan, too, you know, because
I mean, you know, there are a lot of good people in Michigan. John's from Michigan and his partner is still there for that matter. You know, yeah, no, a lot of good salt of the earth in greater Michigan. But yeah, what Detroit has turned into, I mean, you know, most people who even work in the city live out in the suburbs. It's too dangerous. It's been that way for decades, Stephen.
Yeah, it's a perfect metaphor of what's been done to this country, what they did to Detroit since its heyday. They want to hollow us out, sell us off, and enslave our great-grand. And Detroit used to be, you know, the cream of the crop of the world. I mean, you know, if it's good for General Motors, it's good for the country. And we were looked up to around the world. We still had stuff intact here after the war. But we have just gone to South Africa levels. That's where we're approaching right now. We're headed toward the same fate as South Africa has.
Let's see, we have a landmark treaty on conventional armed forces in Europe, which has collapsed, they're saying, after Russia has pulled out, and then after that NATO itself pulled out. A landmark arms control agreement intended to prevent the kind of dangerous arms and troop buildup among rival superpowers, which characterized the Cold War era, has died. So, yeah, suspension. U.S. and NATO Tuesday announced suspension of their participation in the 1990 Conventional Forces in Europe Treaty, which limits conventional forces in Europe after Russia was the first to formally withdraw. Russia's, well, okay, you know, this is kind of like slanted, but there's a lot of, you know, The Wall Street Journal talking about Russia's withdrawal. I don't know if I want to trust their their reasoning of it. But, you know, they want to bring back a new potential for a Cold War. It you know, the military industrial complex, you know, I don't know if they could profit from all the devastation superpowers colliding would bring. And so they'd rather maybe have that Cold War on second thought is one thing that this seems to hint at to me. But, I mean, there's a lot more here related in some other headlines. But, I mean, Uncle Sam doesn't have one thin dime for Biden's $106 billion war package. Stockman is out there saying that. Biden is saying, oh, no, don't worry. It's not foreign aid. It's corporate welfare. Okay. he's saying faced with growing American frustration over the more than $100 billion spent on a failed proxy war in Ukraine, President Biden's handlers him hinting at a gimmick to convince us this foreign aid is actually an investment in our own economy. Because this recent television address had Biden explaining, as we transfer more weapons to Ukraine, then we will build new weapons at home to replace them. That, explained Biden, means more American jobs and a stronger American economy. Stephen, you couldn't write this.
Man, that just infuriates me. You know, I heard Scott Ritter talking about how if our government had any integrity, they would go in and take over where Israel and say, you will not drop any more American-made bombs on our target. That's the choice of God.
Indeed. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my co-pilot today, Stephen Douglas Weitener. And just to get through a few more headlines quickly here, we have the U.S. Senate blocking Israel aid package, demanding it be combined with Ukraine aid package, you know, Ukraine aid bill. And, well, I mean, this was something that we're told to credit Republicans for, you know, that they tried to separate them. But, you know, Biden wants it in one bill. You know, a lot of the left want it in one bill. Israel is going to try to keep further forces in Gaza permanently. You know, they'll take security responsibility in Gaza indefinitely. But it's pretty much, is it going to be all that different than it's been all along? Why do they need all this money is my point. They don't. Why do they need money every year from us? They don't. We have our bankers in China and the U.S. still buddies. So, you know, is this staged aggression? You have to wonder on the political level. Yellen to meet China's new economic czar this week ahead of the Biden-Xi meeting. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen set to hold economic talks with her Chinese counterpart this week. And, you know, before these meetings of the top leaders, oh, yeah, you know, Biden, of the world's two largest economies takes place. There'll be no peace as long as Zelensky runs Ukraine. Armstrong, Martin Armstrong's out there saying, and here's an example why Ukraine is saying that it seeks to become an arsenal of the free world. You know, they want to become the largest arms manufacturer in the world. Certainly trying to throw a monkey wrench in any peace talks to sabotage them, you know, with even this, that whole focus whatsoever. They're saying fewer than 1 in 5 Ukrainian refugees in Germany are employed. They're just living off the system. I wonder how many quote-unquote Ukrainian refugees might not even be white, so-called Ukrainians that are now over there in Germany, because you're seeing that already, more than you realize. Just like when we hear about these Americans who are stuck overseas here and there, and, you know, who are these Americans exactly? But over in France, we have 200 Jewish stars spray-painted, which people began observing in late October, identical, connected with the ongoing war in Gaza, people are only assuming. And so, you know, many are finding these to be greatly anti-Semitic. France is saying the Star of David graffiti might be Russian destabilization campaign connected. And you know, you have to wonder if the establishment for a Hegelian sort of, even though they have so many anti-Semitism and Holocaust laws in Europe to begin with, France is as bad as anyone, pretty much. UN announces plan to regulate information and social media platforms. And over here, the FCC commissioner warns Biden's digital equity plan allows federal governments to micromanage nearly every aspect of how the internet functions. So certainly more of the same to a good extent. I should mention, you know, as far as our economy, Congress did sneak in a stealth $34,000 pay raise. AOC is among those benefiting. Of the 200 lawmakers to benefit from the pay raise. So as long as you keep the politicians happy and, you know, the benefits to your proxy armies somewhat sustainable, you know, that's their plan while they destabilize the country here. We may have to take you through the break, but I see Chance in West Virginia. Chance, hey, welcome. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hello, Richard. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, Chance.
You know, I got to tell you what's really troubling me lately, guys. I've heard four hosts on another network and two hosts on this network talking this God's chosen people nonsense with this pro-Zionist bent. And it seems that at least four of them combined out of those six are retired military veterans. Now, I got to ask myself this. Have they been brainwashed with pro-Zionist propaganda while they were in the military, or are they double agents or what? You know, let me tell you, 4,000 innocent Palestinian children were killed. 2,500 Palestinian innocent women were killed. Now, I would feel the exact same way if the same number of innocent Israeli children and women were killed. These are not enemy combatants, but yet I hear these hosts do this. And I wonder about these people. I really do. And I'm noticing if anybody else is picking up on this. The way I look at it is this. If a man or a woman could sit back and watch any innocent people being killed that aren't enemy combatants, what makes you think that they care about us if the same thing should happen to us? Think about it. Guys, have a comment?
Stay on the line, Chance, through the break. I want to hear Stephen's response to you, actually. We'll be right back, folks.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with Stephen Douglas Whitener, and we have Chance in West Virginia on the line.
Richard, if I could say one more quick thing. I'm not going to mention names. It's up to everybody to decipher this on their own if they have a brain. But me, I will never, ever again tune into those hosts ever again. As far as I'm concerned, they showed their true colors. So for all their patriotic banter, they're phonies in my book, and quite possibly controlled opposition. That's the only way this can be explained. And guys, I'd like your comments.
Yes. No. Again, Stephen, I'd like to hear your thoughts.
I don't know exactly who you mean, but I don't think.
Well, Stephen, if I can interrupt you for a minute.
Yeah.
Give a round a listen to other shows. You'll see what I'm not going to mention their names.
Maybe I do.
It's up to everybody to decipher this on their own. But I heard this as clear as day, and I almost fell off my chair. I would have more respect for these people if they kept their mouth shut on these topics rather than say the things they said. Like I said, God's chosen people with pro-Zionist bents, while innocent Palestinian women and children are being killed that aren't enemy combatants. And like I said, I would feel the same way if it was innocent Israeli women and children that were killed. You see? I don't play favorites.
It's war crime
right
either way.
Right, what's wrong is wrong. So go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you now.
No, so, Paul, I apologize. Yes, I agree with you completely. It's a war crime either way. Collective punishment is the only thing that it could be that they're doing there. And that is, and we are responsible. We are responsible for the weapons.
As human beings, we are, Stephen.
We're not directly responsible, we are paying for it. Your money is doing this, okay? People, you know, well, the money that they tell you is yours, you know, the stuff that they create out of thin air that enslaves us all. But yeah, it's in our name. It's the way the rest of the world sees it. We are a great Satan, and Israel's our little snake. And that's exactly what it looks like to the rest of the world. And most Americans are still locked in this, good guy, we won World War II for the world attitude about what the world sees us as. And it ain't that way. Most of the rest of the world is hip to what Americans. I'm sorry, go ahead, James.
With their patriotic banter, flag waving, saying the Pledge of Allegiance, all this don't mean crap to me. Because when they turn around and back barbarians, they just threw their credibility out the window as far as I'm concerned. And like I said, there was four on another network, two on your network. Now, I'm not blaming the network, all right? I'm not. And I'm not going to name names. It's up to people to listen to them and figure out who's bullcrapping them. And when I hear this, I said, I can't believe this. I cannot believe it. Like I said, I would have more respect if they kept their damn mouths shut and didn't say nothing about this whole situation. But to watch innocent people get slaughtered, regardless of ethnicity or race, Palestinian, Israeli, African, anything, to take a side who's doing this and then claim you're a patriot, they can kiss my ass as far as I'm concerned. Because I wonder how many people are listening to them. How many people are being taken in by these people? Because somebody says they're on your side, they're a patriot. That does not necessarily make it so.
When they make these statements,
and I'm sorry to bring this up, but it's been angering me lately, and I'll never ever listen to these people again. And I will tell people I know not to listen to them also.
Well, Chance,
I don't want to see them fall into that trap. Go ahead. I didn't mean to dominate the conversation.
No. I just wanted to clarify. So, I mean, everything you're referring to here and regarding the individuals, and this and another platform, is this related to this current situation in Gaza?
Yes.
Completely? Yeah, exactly. Exclusively? Okay.
Yeah. And I hear them taking a pro-Zionist stand. Now, I have nothing against Israeli people. I have something against pro-Zionists. Yes, I do. But I don't put all the Israeli people in that Jewish people in that category. But these people came, these hosts, and I'm shocked because half of them have followings for 15, 20 years. Like I said, they're showing their true colors. This is not only smoking out the phonies in the mainstream, but it's smoking out phony patriots, too. And I, for one, I've been around the block a time or two. They don't fool me when they talk this way. I just wonder how many other people they're fooling.
Well, you did also, and of course, you recently also commented on just a wider, vague support for Israel and their narratives, frankly, from so-called patriots.
Yeah, blatantly, and I can't believe it. And I've noticed that out of the four on the other network, two on this network, four of them at least are retired military veterans. And the other two could be, too, I don't know. And I said, wow, when they were in the military, were they propagandized with this and it stuck with them? Or are they controlled opposition? It's got to be either one or the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, okay. No, thank you. And you're always welcome to voice your thoughts here, Chance.
Well, I just want to give a heads up to people. That's all. And Stephen, it was nice talking to you, and same with you, Richard.
Likewise. Have a good day.
Thanks, Chance.
And next we have James in Vancouver. James, what's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, I had a cat fight yesterday with Dan Bongino's producer, the one who answers the phone. And Bongino said, well, call in. And so Bongino was talking about, gee, this Hamas terrorism could come to America. And of course, the FBI has warned a couple of days ago that there could be these terrorist things happening in the United States. So I wanted to ask a question. Well, if that's the case, how come the United States government lets all these yahoos through the border? Well, this producer, whoever he was, kept yelling at me, "What's your comment? What's your comment?" So I said, "Well, here's my question." And then I said, "You get it?" And then I hung up because he was bullying me and he got me a little angry, so I shut him off, right? So, for example, Bongino, I mean, he pretends to be a patriot, but how about once a Fed, always a Fed, you see? So what happened when I hung up is my phone got jammed and they put a trace on me, okay? And they're probably searching the guts of my phone. Well, I had to shut the phone off to get the phone to work again, right? So there's a truth to what the last gentleman said. Is what they're doing is they're setting people up. Then you call in, someone calls in, and then, it's a form of doxing or a search.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could see how some of what Chance is saying there, of course, yeah, it applies in all times. I mean, the establishment can manipulate with divide and conquer tactics and with the blanket sort of associations of like, you know, the worst crimes. But I mean, you know, they're, of course, you know, the greater Jewish power structure, you know, does have a lot of support from a lot of everyday Jews and Christian Zionists
like
and all that.
And Levin.
But
Mark Levin.
what I want to ask your opinion of, James, is lately a lot of people, writers, have been talking about how, you know, this has increased anti-Semitism the world over, exponentially. And then they mention all these examples of it. But we know how much a lot of that can be doctored. Do you think this is perhaps being exaggerated, by the establishment? You know, how much all Jews are being targeted, and without, of course, mentioning, you know, of the Jewish elite, you know, control mafia, you know, everything that they are, all the agendas that they actually are involved in. Of course, never mentioning any of that to have a balanced, fair and balanced, unbiased article. But I don't know. What are your thoughts? Right. Do you think a lot of this, because you've been hearing some of them, a lot of people have been reading from them and what have you.
Well, first off, I don't think Hamas attacked Israel first. I don't think that was a real attack. And I think that was a creation, we've been attacked. And I believe as well that, yes, the government is creating these reports of anti-Jewish behavior, okay, in order to mix it up in the punch bowl, as it were. And the point that I was trying to make the last couple of shows that I called into was that because there are so many of these people crossing the border, we know that to be true, and we know they're not here to become rocket scientists to work for NASA, that it's very likely what these CIA operators and what they want to do is create these events in America that are conflagrations. They want to cause mayhem in order to get the American people angry, in the same way that what they did in Pearl Harbor to get people angry at the Japanese, and what they did in the Gulf of Tonkin to get people angry at the Vietnamese, and what they did in 9/11, obviously, killing thousands of people, possibly tens of thousands of people on that day, and thousands of people afterward with cancer and such like, is to get the ire of the American people up, so the American people are ready to support a big war. Back to you.
Stephen?
I think you'd be right, because I've seen people who were talking about how they ramped up HAARP when this happened too, and that people get that I saw a guy talking about how they're expanding the crowd denial, and that people are officially ramping it up the same way that they were said to have done it with this Operation Crimson or whatever in Rwanda and things. But, you know, just that all of a sudden all of this violence has been, I don't know, maybe are people really paying that? I guess they are. I mean, look, there's 1.5 million people, weren't there, in Indonesia out, and that looked like it happened. You know, that I don't think that's just manufactured, but they're doing these things with this, you know, with this level of warfare, with they have these fifth generation weapons where they are analyzing the effect of the story they tell. It's like Wag the Dog, you know. You remember that movie Wag the Dog, right? And I think they're trying to do the same thing, to ramp this up, like you pointed out, to just keep building the war, make it more and more make us a weapon manufacturer all over in the quote-unquote free world. It boils down to that, I think. Yeah. Right, sir.
Well, if the mainstream media is reporting anti-Jewish incidents, then you know it's a lie. Operation Mockingbird right there.
What do you think of this trend going on in France ever since October? They're all identical. These blue, perfect Stars of David.
Just hire a bunch of disgruntled people, pay them the wage for that day, and it's simply like Black Lives Matter or Antifa. Well, it's the same damn thing. And
well,
then
it's
you
supposedly
turn the cameras on and say, "See, folks, there's anti-Semitism."
Well,
Jews are being
After they import all of these Arabs into their country, it's supposedly marking places where Jews are for these Hamas terrorist supporters. I'm being sarcastic in saying terrorists, but I mean to attack, you know, the people in these houses, that they're being marked for others to be encouraged to do harm to the inhabitants. Is that that's what the narrative is, right? So
begs the question, why let him in the first place, Steve? Let him into the United States the way they're letting him into? That Michael Yon is down there at the Darien Gap and reporting all this stuff, and they're following these people around. The NSA, they all get phones, so the NSA is following them around, you see? The NSA knows everything, what's going on. You see, this is the deal. And then these groups get activated. Back to you.
Stephen.
See?
Mr. Whitener, you're on mute.
Pardon me. Yeah, they are, yes, absolutely. It's like they're an army. I mean, they're an army. That's what it boils down to. You can see that that's the majority of people. I mean, there's other people just trying to come here because they're so bad elsewhere, I'm sure, but that's what they're going to be used for. Anybody that shows up, just like you said, handing them the phone and registering them and stuff, and coordinating with Mexico to let them in, you know, welding open gates and lifting the barbed wire. That's what your quote-unquote government is doing for
and
you.
And giving them food and lodging, five-star hotels.
Yes.
And James, what was the other point you were mainly... On other shows the last day or so, what were the other points you were mainly trying to stress trying to recall?
The point I was trying to make was that the Hamas thing was a trick, but they're going to manipulate those radicals or whatever you say that are here and say, well, look, if you want revenge, here's a day's supply of ammunition and some brand new machine guns, and go over to such and such a place and raise hell for a day. You see, terrorists are only good for how much ammunition they've got and how much money they got. And if you control the money and the food and the ammunition and the guns, well, you've got them under control. And then you've got the news cameras looking at this. Hell, and the American people see, We were right to bomb Gaza. See, it's a vicious circle. It's like a dog chasing its tail. You mentioned Wag the Dog. Well, the dog is chasing the tail. Back to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, gentlemen,
it's a big put on.
Stephen,
but people will get killed in the end if they ramp it up so much, people are still going down.
I mean, people are getting killed.
Look at 911. After 911, everybody was volunteering. Nobody had figured it out that You can't knock two buildings down with two airplanes. That's impossible from the point of view of physics, but not everybody's a physicist. Right? And then all the people that were killed in the building, see, so what you see, but that was 20-some years ago. People forget. Well, now here it's coming back.
They probably have this big event planned because we're sitting ducks over there with our carriers and things. We got to stop. You know, it's just ridiculous.
I can feel it coming like the hair on the back of my head, man. Back to you.
Well, thanks for your call, sir. And I just want to fit in equal time for we have another caller here.
Sure. Bye.
Yes, sir. Let's see. We have Joe in Florida. Joe, welcome, sir.
Hey, Richard. Hey, Stephen. How you doing, guys? Good to hear you today. And this has to do with that Rashida Tlaib thing. In like Jewish thinking, you know, historically, there's a big focus on contamination, you know, even in the rules, which, by the way, have been superseded in the New Testament, but all the million and one different rules about how you have to wash your hands or prepare food in a certain way. There's this kind of neurotic Jewish fear of contamination, okay, throughout their history, because they're neurotic anyway. And the way this translates itself into our political world is a guilt by association. So this is a big trick that they always pull. They did it to Trump with the, remember the Proud Boys? Will you disavow the Proud Boys? I mean, as if the Proud Boys were anything, you know, terrible or whatever. Trump, I sort of outfoxed them, I think. He definitely sort of maneuvered around that. But and then they demand that you disavow something, and then if you don't disavow it, you are guilty as the person or the thing or the idea that you are connected with by their thinking, their contamination thinking. And now this Rashida Tlaib, I would say I agree with her all of about one half of 1% on anything she's ever said. But
right.
this censure of her is totally outrageous. Apparently, you're right, it's a video. Not only a video that you posted, but the reason why they're all up in arms, Republicans largely, is because in the video, the phrase, the chant, it's a political chant, you know, Palestine, you know, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Well, you know, this is one of those lefty chants. They specialize in those kind of chants. And so there's one way of interpreting it, which is basically that Palestine should be free in its own land that was stolen by them. And then the sort of Zio Republican side are saying, just say that chant in a video. And she's not even saying it herself. It's a video that she put up where that chant is heard, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. That is that's the equivalent of saying that Israel should be totally destroyed or removed, completely obliterated.
Yeah, that it has no right to exist, that it should be obliterated, and then therefore kill all Jews is another interpretation I saw quoted. So.
Yeah. Now, this is a very tangential interpretation of their Jewish contamination thinking. Unless because she put a video up, it's not even her saying it. And honestly, I don't disagree with even the sentiments of it. That's their wildly crazed Jewish interpretation of what that phrase means. All of a sudden, she's going to be censured? She's going to be censured in the House? Talk about anti-free speech. But I do want to say this, that now we have, and you mentioned before, the other thing I want to say was, so what is this bill that the president has put up? $60 billion for Ukraine. And 14 or 18 or whatever it is million for Israel right now. This is a solution to all our problems. So, I mean, where they think they're getting this money is ridiculous. So, you know, aren't you grateful, Richard, Stephen, that we have a great diversity in our political world? In other words, you can be in favor of sending our tax money to one Jewish war criminal or in favor of sending our tax money to another Jewish war criminal. That's the whole span of our political system. You either support sending billions of dollars to the Jewish war criminal Zelensky, or you support sending money to the Jewish war criminal Netanyahu. Isn't that a wide divide? That's our whole political divide. There's no in between. What do you think?
Brilliant. Stephen.
That sounds about right. Did you hear about the Zelensky's general and the hand grenade thing that they think his military is going to take him out? Do you think that will happen, Joe?
I haven't heard that story. Is this Zelensky or whatever his name is? The guy who just admitted, you know, I think they probably would try to kill him because he had the audacity to actually say something true, which is that they've been beaten by the Russians, right? So that's the one thing that they would never, he could say a million things, but he said that we're beat to a stalemate. He's basically saying, you know, we need to stop fighting, essentially, because he's one person who's not mentally deranged in Ukraine leadership. That's the one thing they can't bear because, you know, then their money trough gets cut off, right? He could say almost anything else, but don't say that because then we can't convince the dumb goyim in America to send us another $18 billion.
Their enemy is peace. That's all it hit all boils down to because that's where the money is. There are
exactly
people that really don't want to keep fighting. They called it like they related it to the anti-Valkyrie thing that they said. Our media seemed to indicate they thought that Zelensky sent a preemptive strike against this guy because they're getting ready to replace him, and that everybody has said he's done for, that he won't be there much longer. That I've most people, and you know, they're definitely getting blown up. You know, they just want to make war weapons. Are we going to fall for that again and start building up all the military? Oh, I think all them good jobs that all these people can get coming across the border. I mean, we're not. People, I think, have woken up a little too much for that. What do you think?
Yeah,
do you
well,
think
you know, I mean,
us will go back and rah-rah again, just like James said.
Well, I think that actually, I don't know that we're going to be, that they're going to get that aid to Ukraine passed, because I actually think the jig is up with Ukraine. So maybe that's a hopeful sign. But the more disturbing thing is, like in America, that's our choice. Well, which Jewish war criminals do you want to send your tax money to?
Well, there's only one way we're going to save this country, obviously. John Fetterman for president.
And, right. How about Patrick Slattery for president? That's what I voted. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Great call. Thank you, Stephen. Always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you.
And folks, please support Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Click on that donate page and indulge in the John Stadmiller book drive. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.